Okay, let's begin by Mesia Daf Lamed Hey. And we are on Lamed Dalet on the base, a couple lines up from the bottom. We quoted the Mishnah from Maseches Shavuos, and we are going to relate that to the Shita of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Lamed Dalet on the base yesterday, right in the middle of the Daf, Mashbiyin Oso Shavua Sheina Bershusa. When we have a Shomer that has a Pikadon, and we are nervous that he is lying and he has something to hide relating to the Pikadon, and he's going to say this is what happened to it, but we don't want him to say something and really have it in his possession. Maybe he just wants to keep it. So that's why he always swears also a Shvua Sheiner Bershuso, and in that way we can be sure that whatever happened he is not trying to hide it. Then we know the Rambam quotes this also in Hilchos Toin V'Nitan. At the beginning of Hilchos Toin V'Nitan, the Rambam quotes the three Shvua Daraises, and Shvuas HaShomrim, Shvuas Eid Echad, and Shvuas Lod V'Miksas. The Rambam there also discusses the different parts of Shvuas HaShomrim, and Rav Huna is quoted by all the Rishonim as Halacha L'maisa. So yesterday, at the end of the daf, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah Masecha Shvuas, the four-part Mishnah, where there was an argument between the lender and the borrower, the Malveh and the Loveh. The Malveh had a mashkon of the Loveh, had a collateral, and it was lost, or stolen, or it was not there. The question is, how much was it worth? That's the Machlokas. Two directions, Modim Amiksas and Kofar Bakol. So we have the Reisha de Reisha, we have the Seifa de Reisha, we have the Reisha de Seifa, and the Seifa de Seifa. And the Mishnah ended off by saying, who swears? The Malva always swears, because we're nervous that the Malva really has the Mashkon, and if the Lova swears, then the Malva shows the Mashkon, that's going to not be a good situation. Shemi Shavazev, Yosi Allah, Es HaPikadon. Just one note on the Mishnah, and then we will continue. The Tosas Yantif and the Rabbi Kiva Eger, both on the Mishnah, point out that the last line that we just read, Mi Nishma, so who swears? Mi Shapikadon Etzlo. Whoever has the Pikadon. We're not talking here about a Pikadon, we're talking about a Mashkon. Right, so why is he called a Pikadon? Asked the Tosfos Yantif on that Mishnah Maseches Shavuos. Says the Tosfos Yantif, Af agav danan v'mashkon irinan tani li b'lashon pikadon. It still says pikadon. Why? Mishum de bechol pikadon dinahafi. Because the rule applies to all cases of pikadon. Even though the case at hand is a case of a mashkon, still the rules apply to all pikadon. Shem toin ha-shomer avad liftar mitash lumin. Because if any time the shomer has a claim that he's trying to exempt himself, mechuyav lishavash eino bershuso, kach nearly, he always has to have that shvua. That's what the Tosfos Yantif says, is to generalize, even though it's not a mashkon, the halacha is applied to a pikadon also. And Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tosfos of Kiva Eger, right here on the Mishnah, one of my Rebbeim once said that the gavlus of Rabbi Kiva Eger is found in the Tosfos of Kiva Eger on the Mishnah. I'm not as much of an expert as Rabbi Kiva Eger, as maybe all of us should be, from the Chuvis, from the Drosh Vachidish, from the Gilyon HaShas. But Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on the side of the Mishnah, he quotes the Likutei Maharil, Dayek Mizeh, Degam Mashko Mikri Pikadon. The Dayek from our Mishnah, that the Mashko is also called a Pikadon, Lamay Nafkamina, Misha Nishba, Shalom Lakabo Pikadon. Also, Lahavos Alamashkon. Classic, if anybody ever makes a Shvua or a Neder, I promise I'm never going to accept a Pikadon from anybody. Right, I'm too nervous about watching things, so Mashkon is included in that, because Pikadon is a larger category, and he quotes that also, that Maharil made it into the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, Simen Reish Yud Zayin. Okay, that's just in terms of the word Pikadon in this Mishnah about Mashkon. So now let's get to the question that is asked from the Mishnah on Rav Huna. So, ahai. So, what is that last line of the Mishnah referring to? Ahai, on which part of the Mishnah? Remember the last line that says, who swears? The Mashkon swears. So remember, there's only two cases of the Mishnah that there's swearing going on. Two cases are Kofar Bakol, two cases are Modim Miksas. So in case number 2 and 4, the Seifas of each section, that's where there's a Shvua. So Ilema Seifa, is it going on the Seifa, the case where the Malve is swearing because he admitted to part of the Chiyuv that the Mashkon was worth more than the loan? So what do you need the reason in the Mishnah of? You know why the Malve swears? Because maybe he's going to take out the Pikadon. No, there's a much more fundamental reason why the Malve is swearing.
he was modi b'miksas. V'tepeklei d'shvua kabi malvehi toka modi miksas ataina. He was modi b'miksas. As we had, if you remember, back on Daf Gimel, right, about a month ago, we had the whole svara for modi b'miksas. We've had it twice already over the past couple of weeks. The end of Baba Kama too. So why would the Mishnah give that reason if the Mishnah is explaining why the malva swears? He swears because it's the case of a shvua d'araisa is modi b'miksas. So El Amar Shmuel Areisha. Shmuel says really it's going on the Reisha. Which part of the Reisha? Right, the Reisha where there's a Chiyuv, as the Gemara is about to explain. Maya Reisha, Asefa the Reisha. Right, the second part of the Reisha where the Malva says, you owe me 100 and your Mashkon was worth less than that, and therefore you owe me money. And the Lova says, no, it was worth more than you say, but it wasn't as worth as much as the loan, so I still owe you. Sell the helvi tichalav shekel hayashavet, right? In the case where he says, I lent you 100 and it was worth 50. Valo omer loki elaselve vitania love shoshu dinar mayashavet. It was worth 75. So chayiv. So there, the love should be chayiv a modib miksas. And in that case, we flip the shvua. The shvua gabi lovehu. The love is the one that's modib miksas. V'yamar rabbanon. And the rabbanon, for the betterment of society, Rashi says, tikkun olam. They switch the shvua. L'shtava malve. Shemi yishava zev yosi ala sabikadon. That's the explanation of the Mishnah. The last line is referring to the Seifa Dereisha, where the Lova should be taking a Shrua Modem and Mixas, but instead we put it onto the Malva, because we're nervous if the Lova swears about how much the Mashkin was worth, and then the Malva takes it out, it's going to lead to a bad situation, and that's why we switch it to the Malva. I keep generalizing. It's going to lead to a bad situation. It's not going to be good. What's going to be the problem exactly? So if the Malva takes out the Mashkon after the Lova swore about it, about how much it was worth, and the Malva takes it out and it's worth something different than what the Lova swore about. So what's the problem? So Rashi says in the last two lines, Umishim tikana olam shelo yipasel Yisrael. We don't want the Lova to become nifsal l'shvua. You don't want him to take a shvua. Now he's not going to be trustworthy anymore. He's going to become pasel. And that's the problem here. Shaklua lishvua minei v'shadyuha amalve. We don't want him to be, Rashi says earlier also on the second wide line, v'yifselenu le'edus lishvua. We don't want him to become pasal le'edus pasal lishvua. And therefore, if the malve is the one that has the mashkon potentially, so we make him take the shvua. All the Rishonim quote this as a machlokas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is printed at the top of the next amud. V'kashalan, ask Rabbeinu Chananel. V'chi takanta l'rishi avdinan? What are we doing here with this takana? We're protecting him from becoming pasal edus, but he lied. He took a false oath. So we're making takanas to protect people. If he deserves to become pasal, he should become pasal. So what are we making laws to prevent people who are lying anyway from becoming pasal edus? They should be pasal edus. We're making takanas l'rishi. So Rabbi Nachmanel will get a different shot. No. Ella shema yishava halove v'yotzi hamalve esapikadon v'nimse shvuas halove sheyotza levatala. It's not the point of his becoming pasul. Still become pasul. No, we still don't want to be involved in shvuos levatala, a shvua shav, right, or a shvua sheker. So that is why we do it a little different than Rashi. Not just that he's going to personally become pasul, like this, because let him become pasul. No, but we don't want to be involved in implementing a shvua levatala, and that is Rabbeinu Chananel's formulation. Okay, maybe we'll get back to that about Hashem a little bit later on the daf. So back now to the question. So we brought this Mishnah in Maseches Shvuos, as explained. The Malva takes the Shvuah ultimately. So says the Gemara now. V'im Isa l'Rav Huna, if Rav Huna is correct, that whenever somebody has an item of someone else's, then they have to take a shvua sheinu b'rishuso, kiven the mishtav and malva sheinu b'rishuso, heichi matzi mafikla. The malva has already taken a shvua that it's not in his, that it's not in his possession. Shvua sheinu b'rishuso. He's already swearing. So what's the chashash that he might pull it out in a minute? That's the question. If you always take a shvua sheinu b'rishuso according to Rav Huna, and we say that applies, as we just said, to pikadon, to mashkon, to all cases, so how is it that where there's a chashash, the malva is ever going to take it out? He just swore shvua sheinu b'rishuso, and we don't think that he's going to be lying about this. So the Gemara has three answers to this question. Answer number one, which is then modified. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Yosef, the Bachi is in, Amar Rav Yosef, Shish Edim Shenitrafa. Or Rabbah, there are eidim that it was burned. So meaning he didn't take a shvua that it was in a b'shuso. There were eight that it was burnt. So the Gemara says, "Yehachi v'heicha ma'isila." Okay, good. That's another reason why we could assume that he's not going to take it out. If there are eight that it was burned, so where's he going to take it out from? So we're back to the question of why would we switch the malvus, the shvua, there's no chash. So Ela Amar of Yosef sheyesh eidim shenignava. No, there were eight that it was stolen. So if he swore, we don't need a shvua shein b'shusa because we know there were eight that it was stolen. So the Gemara says, so beichem ma'isila. Okay, good. But still, if it was stolen, he's not going to take it out. So why would we switch the lovis shvua? No, we're nervous that he's going to go, after the Lova takes the Shua, he's going to go find the Ganav and get it and bring it to Besdin and prove that he's right. So that's why, again, it's a case where there is no Shua, Shein Ebershuso, so it's not a Kashan Refuna because we don't need it, but the case is where we're nervous that the Malva is going to go be Torah for it. So says the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's true, so then what about the other case? Not just the last case, case number four, but what about case number two? Ihachi ki mishtavim malvinami, litrach lobevelaisi. So why aren't we worried the other way too? If the malva swears, maybe the lova is going to go and do his best to get it back from the ganif to show that the malva is wrong. Gemara says no. The malva knows who's been going in and out of his house. Who know he knows who he could he is choshesh va'azal v'torchu ma'isila, so he could figure out who was in his house, who pickpocketed it, and he'll go there and get it back. Ela lova miyada man ayo v'nafik v'beisi demalva. Does the lova have any ideas? So that's why there's no worry that the lova is going to figure it out. So we let the malva swear. But there's a worry that the malva is going to figure it out. So we don't let the lova swear. We make the malva swear. That is all answer number one, Rava slash Rav Yosef, about how does Rav Huna, you know, how we choshe, so he's going to take it out, he swore it's in a brishu. So no, it's a case where he didn't swear it was in a brishusi because there were aidin that it was stolen. Number one. Number two, Abaya Amar, second suggestion, Abaya, the Yasom, the orphan named Av Hashem, or Asher B'chai Yerucham Yasom, Pasuk in Treyasar, Abaya Omer, Gezeira, Sheme Yiton, V'yomer Lo, Achar Shvua, Mitzasiha. We're nervous that even if he takes a Shvua Shein Ebershuso, he'll come next week and he'll say, I found it! It was a Shvua Shein Ebershuso. He swore, fine. But we're nervous that then he's going to find it next week. Ask the Tosfos HaRash, according to Rashi, what was Rashi before? What are we nervous about? We're nervous that, oh, he's become Pasul Eidus. Okay, so here, he's not going to become Pasul Eidus. He said he swore, he didn't know about it, he found it afterwards. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, now that it's going to be a Shvua Shav or a Shvua Sheker, don't you have the same issue here? Even in a case where, Achar Shvua Mitzasiha, says the Tosfos HaRash, quoting that Machlokas. Zekash the fear of Hananel. To me, manavshach, bein nishva lova, bein nishva malva, ikashvua levatala. Either way, the lova is going to make a levatala because the malva might take it out. That's one problem. But the malva might make a levatala because he might find it next week, and then it's going to be also a shvua levatala for him. Right? So they're both shvua levatalas. So says the Tosfos HaRash, v'nira li lafarish, ki hamalva acha shechipes velo matza. That's halavatala. Even if he swears, he searches and searches for it, he doesn't have it, so he swears. It's not b'shusi. Umikomakom kodem sheyishba kama hishave Yosef od lachapes. If he's going to swear, how much it's worth, he's going to check again. Ulay nichnas shumadim lebeiso benatzlo ki hu yarei shema yite b'shuma v'koshekain sheyichapes lipater me'ilush neishvuos v'lotia. Aval im yishlo lelove lishava kama hishave achas shechibes amalve v'lo matza. He continues to explain why it's only Shua Sheker, Shua Vatala in one direction and not the other. It's a long piece, we're not going to go into it. But either way, this is the second day of Abaya. Number three, Rav Ashi Amar, Zenishva v'Zenishva. Rav Ashi says, no, really? They both swear. When the Mishnah says, oh, the Malv is going to swear because we're worried about that Shemi Shava Halah, that's not saying only the Malv, but they're both going to swear. Zenishva v'zenishva. Zenishva shein ebershuso. The malva is going to swear that it's not in his possession. And zenishva kama yeshav. And the lova is going to swear how much it was worth. Meaning, according to this pshat, the Mishnah does not mean that we switch the shvua. The Mishnah acknowledges that both of them are swearing. What's the question at the end of the Mishnah? Mi nishva? V'yachi kamar mi nishva tchila. Who swears first? Really, the Mishnah acknowledges, Rav Huna, that there will be a shvua she'ena b'rishusa. That's what the Malva swears. And the Mishnah is just saying that that's what the Malva swears first before the Lova swears how much it was worth. Good. Now a story related. Rav Huna, about that belief of Mishnah, the Rava, Amar, Reisha, the Seifa, Tziuftel, Rav Huna. Actually, we'll get to the story in a few minutes. First, the question. Rav Huna bar Taklifa says, well, a different part of the Mishnah is Akasha and Rav Huna. The Reisha, the Seifa. The case of Ptur. What was the Reisha, the Seifa? Remember, that was the case where the Lova was claiming for the Malva, and the Malva was Kofar Bakol. So what was the case? Sell the Hilvitani Allah Shai Mayeshava. You lent me 100, and the Mashin was worth 200. So you owe me 100. No, it canceled out. I lent you 100, the mashkin was worth 100. Pater. Says Pater because of Kofar Bakol. V'yim Yisal Rav Huna, but if we all like Rav Huna, and therefore the Malva is going to make a shvu in this case of Ener Bershuso, so Miku the Mishtavi Malva, Shener Bershuso, Ustava Namia Gilgul Shvua, Kamahaya Shavet. Once we say, Rav Huna says in every case, The shomer is going to have to swear shvua she'ena b'rishuso. So here too, the malva, even if he says, I know what the mashka was worth, I canceled out, he's going to have to swear shvua she'ena b'rishuso. So why wouldn't we also be megalgel on him, the shvua, how much it was worth? But the Mishnah says he doesn't swear anything. So the second step shvua doesn't exist, must be because the first step shvua doesn't exist. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. And the Gemara is going to answer. Let's just read it. Amar Avashi, Amriti l'shreitzek hamed Rav Kahana, v'yamar li tehei b'ma'amino. Maybe the case is where the Love, when the relationship started, said, Malve, I'm going to believe you. Whenever you say, you're not going to have to take oaths. You're a Naaman guy. You're doing me a favor. You're lending me money. So I'm committing to right now to not forcing you to take any shuas. I believe you. Tehei b'ma'amino. Stop there for a minute. Answer Bikiva Eger on the question of the Gemara. Why don't you say it's Gilgul Shvua? It must be Rav Huna's wrong. No, I have a different reason why Gilgul Shvua might be the second Shvua might be Niftar. Because he has a Migu. He has a Migu. Why is he Niftar from the second Gilgul Shvua based on Migu? Says Rav Bikiva Eger. Says Rabbi Jager right here on the Gemara. Kashali ha al Gilgal yesh lano migu lamalve liton lo hayud varameola. The Lova doesn't have any proof that there was a mashkon here at all. The Malve admits, you know, there was a mashkon, but it was worth exactly how much there was money for you. So why don't you say that's why he's pater from the shvua? When the Mishnah says pater, it's because of the migu that he has a migu, so it's a pater from the shvua. The after lagabe ikker shvua de ena b'rishusa. The ikker shvua that it wasn't signed in my rishus ef shalamino b'migu. You can't say there's a migu there. You might see also there somebody comes and says that hey, it was my mashkon. And he says, the mashkon is lost. Why don't you say there's a migu there too? That you can't say why. Tahavi migu taha'aza liftar mishvua. That's an inferior migu. It's a migu being very brazen against the guy who knows you were lying. Or against the guy who know that's different day as we had, the mayas means. But that's called a migu taha'aza. So the guy's not going to say there was no mashkon, if there was a mashkon. So migu can't get you out of the main shvua of Einer Bershuso. Mikol makom al hataina desela hayashaveh, kiven tuhu kofar akol, yesh lo migu delo hayad v'rameolam. Right, why don't you say it? That's not ha'aza. You don't know exactly how much it was worth. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, or you sold Gadol in the world of Migu. V'savur hayiti lomar. Then he rejects it. But it's fundamental before at the end he rejects it. V'savur hayiti lomar. Demigu lo mahani rak kishemiftar imo mimamon o me ikr shvua. Migu could only get you out of money. I owe you, so to pater me for money and to pater me from an ikr shvua. But from a gilgul shvua, migu can't pater you from. A secondary shvua that comes from an ikr shvua, migu doesn't work. Oh, me ikr shvua, to make a migu, lo matilin olav shvua. Aval hecha dinishva balav, achi. But if you're swearing shvua A, ubanu ashbia gamal taina zuba gilgul, lo mahani migu lapotra. That's his yisod. And then he says, but maybe not, and he gives a different answer. but at least that's a suggestion. What's the svara for that? Migu could get you out of money and could get you out of a ikr shvua, but can't get you out of a gilgul shvua. So we referred to this earlier in the Masechta already. And that is, when we say the concept of gilgul, shvua A causes shvua B. So really, what's the source for shvua B? Is it shvua A, or is it the taina itself? Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me, and Shimon has to swear. Shimon has to swear Shvua A, and then Shimon, we're going to throw in another Shvua onto Shimon. So is it really Reuven that's causing both Shvuas on Shimon? Or is it Reuven is only causing Shvua A? And then there's a Chiddush HaTorah that Shvua A could be Megalgo with it, Shvua B. Maybe that's what's going on here in Rebbe Eger. Migu can't get you out of Shvua B. Why? Because Migu is an issue of tainas, of claims. So that has to do with the person. If the second shvua flows from the first shvua, not from the claimant, the toveya, then maybe that's why migu is not going to work, right? Even though misvara should work for both, right? It's just the svara of, oh, I have a better claim. That could be the svara of Ibn Anger. He does, though, reject it afterwards, this idea, and then he says a different reason why the migu would not work for Gilgal. That's why the Gemara asks, no, you should be Megalgel the Shavua on him. Very important ideas in the world of migu. So let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara asks the Kasha on Afuna, so why wouldn't the Mava take a Shavua anyway through Gilgal? The answer is no. It's a case of Ma'amino. Again, what case are we talking about? The Reisha de Seifa, case number 3. You know why he's Patur there? Because it's a case where the Lova gave special Ne'amanus to the Malva. So the Gemara says, well, if that's the case, why don't you say in the parallel case, this was the case of Reisha de Seifa, right? So why don't you say in case number 1 also? V'nehemne Lova l'malva, Nami, Baha Kama Havishave. If you're saying that it's a case where the Lova gave special Ne'amanus to the Malva, so why don't you say it's also the case where the Malva gave special Ne'amanus to the Lova? The Lova wouldn't have to swear in certain cases. No, lo kim le begave. No, he doesn't trust him in that. He's not sure that the guy knows how much it was worth. V'nehemne Malva l'Lova. That, in the case where he makes him swear. But Hamni Malva Lalova de Kimle Begave. So why not in the case of the Seifa de Resha, where the Lova does have to swear? So why don't we say there, that Kimle Begave? Lo Mehemle, he doesn't give him Ne'amanus. The Malva does not give the Lova the Ne'amanus. Says the Gemara, why not? Umaishna Lova de Hamle the Malva, Umaishna Malva de Lomehemle the Lova. So why are we assuming that the Lova gives special Ne'amanus to the Malva and not the opposite? Answer, Love Mekayim Beba Malve, Tumas Yesharim Tanchem. The Love thinks about the Malve, the Pasuk in Mishlei, Tumas Yesharim, the integrity of the right of the straight, Tanchem leads them. Meaning he must think, you know, why does the Malve have money? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu being good to the Malve? It must be he's a righteous guy. That's why he gives him Ne'emanis. Malve Mekayim Beba Love, V'Selef Bogdim Yishadim. Maybe he's not such a special straight guy because that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu is not giving him money, which is a little unusual because Tzadik Haralo, Rashi V'Tovlo, and there were many great tzaddikim that were poor and many great rishoyim that were not great, but great in a rishon way that were rich. But either way, in a certain sense, that's why the Gemara says this based on the pasuk in Mishlei. That's why the Gemara would assume in one direction. Period. Vayit says the Gemara, Hu Gavra, Da'apkin Kipe Gavi Chavre. There was a man that gave jewelry to his friend to watch, and Omerle, at the end of the time, he says, Havli Kipi, could I please have my jewelry back? Havli Kipoi, Omerle, Lo Yadana, Hecha Osvinhu, I have no idea where I put them. I'm sorry, I know, yes, you gave it to me, but I don't know where I put them. Also, Lakami Derev Nachmin, Omerle, Kol Lo Yadana, Pshiusahi. If you don't know, that's a pshia. That's a pshia. Sometimes there are cases where, but this is like shichacha. He doesn't remember where he put them. Is forgetting pshia. We've spoken about that in other contexts also. You forget to daven mincha. Is that pshia, like mazik, or is that shichacha? We all forget things. We spoke a couple of weeks ago, last week sometime, about that. We all forget things. It's part of human nature, and that's how the Chinuch says that on the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda. Right, and that's, it's natural to forget things. So, Rabbi Nachman says, forgetting things is a pshia, at least in this context. Call it that pshiusi, zil shlim. So go pay him. It's your fault, you lost the item, and therefore you have to pay him. Lo shilem, he didn't, pay him. Also, Rav Nachman, Agvei, La'apad Eminez, Rav Nachman went and collected and foreclosed. He took some of his property, he took some of the Shomer's property and paid it to the Malva, paid it to the Mafkin. Stop there for a minute. The Ritva notes here, even if he knows, what if he says, I know that it was a guarded area, it was a Makam Shumar. I know I put it down in a very special place. That happens often to all of us, right? We know we put it down in a specific place because we didn't want to lose it. And we don't remember what that place was. That's life. But says the Ritva, what if he says here, he says, I don't know where I put it. What if he says, I know I put it somewhere safe. I just don't know where. Is he also going to be chayav there? Says the Ritva, Pirish. Amrinan, kol. What does it mean? Kol lo yadana pshiusahu. Kol arabos afilu hecha da'amar. Yodeya anishi inachtim v'makam ha'mishtamer. Ela she'enu zachar makoman. I know I put it in a safe place. I'll find it eventually. I just don't know. That's also chashav shia. And he has to pay. Ki hayalo lahanitain, hanitain lahanisan b'makom sheyuchal litzno lo kshitz v'enu mimenu. You should have been more responsible. You should have left a note. You should have something. That's the Ritva. The Meiri, later on, Adaf Menbez argues. The Meiri says, no, if he could claim that he put it in a safe place, even if he doesn't remember the place, it's not going to be chayiv right away. No, he put it in a safe place, and he knows that. And he admits to that. What's the lumdus behind this, you know, what would you say? Why would you say? As long as you know, if you put it in a safe place, it would be okay. So if you look in the Biurei HaDaf here, he quotes. Well, the question is, what is the moment? He quotes here from one of the Akronim. What is the moment of the problem here? Is the moment of the problem the moment that he put it somewhere, or is the moment of the problem that when he doesn't remember where he put it? So he says that's the root of it, and he said quote that as a suffix of Rebbe Kiva Eger, right? Third Rebbe Kiva Eger today. Mashamru beGemara kol yadana pshiusahu mi matay matchila hapshia ha'im misha sheheiniach hachefetz b'makom sheyuchalios sheyishkach hechan hinichan. Is the pshia the moment that he put it somewhere? O rak misha sheshochach sheetzem hashichacha hi hapshia. So which is it? So according to the Meiri, it's the forgetting. Etam hashicha ain't a pshia. El adafke miniach mitzchila chayim b'makom sheyuchalios. Sheishka chashe pshia. V'yimkein says the Meiri holds that when you place it, that's the problem. So if you place it in a good place, that's not a problem. That's why you're not going to be chayiv in this case. But the Ritva says no. It's the forgetting that's the problem. So forget where you put it. Right? If you don't remember where it is, that's the problem. And therefore you're going to be chayiv. So that's where Rebbe Akiva Eger suffering, but that might be what's behind this machlokas in this case. Okay, so Rav Nachman says, you know, you have to pay. The guy didn't want to pay. So Rav Nachman went and took some of his property and gave it to the mafkin. L'sol v'shtakas kipi. At the end of the day, third wide line, the jewelry was found. The acre, and it went up in value. Went up in value. So the question is, who gets that value now? Now we're getting back to the topic of our perek, of makne kfeila type of idea. Here we're talking about makne appreciation. So Amar Rav Nachman, Hajar kipi lamarayu, v'hajar apadna lamara. Give back what I force you, the mafkid, to have. Give that back to the shomer, and the jewelry goes back to the owner. Amar Rava, havi yasivna kamidir Rav Nachman, upirkin amafkid have. Right, I was sitting with Rav Nachman, and we were learning amafkid. Just like we're learning Amafkid, they were learning Amafkid. The Amrile Shilem Balaratzli Shaba. And it was asked to him, that, how could you say that it goes back? Right? Don't we say, like the first mission in our parak, don't we say that once the Shomer pays, that he gets the Kefel if it's eventually found? So here too, if the Mafkid got property already, so then the Shomer, if the keeper found, should keep it with the appreciation. Right? So why is that? Why is that? Why do we say it goes back? And Tosfos points out here in Ve'osvine that it must be that appreciation is looked at like kefel. Right? It's looked at, remember we said yesterday, on yesterday's daf, there's a chilek between kefel and, let's say, the gizim and the vlados. Gizim and the vlados, the mafkid is not mocking the kefel. So here too, this must be, right, the Sarach Lomer, the yokra, the kipi, avishivcha, the alma, kemokfela, velodami, the gizos, the vlados, the oso shevach, nikar, begufa, behema. You have to say that to understand the Gemara. But either way, so I asked Akasha Drav Nachmin, velohadolin, he didn't answer me. He didn't give me an answer to it as an explanation. The Shabbat Rabbah de la Hadali. But it's good he didn't answer me, because there's an easy distinction. My time, what's the difference between the case of Machne Kvela and our case here, where we forced it to go back? Hasam Lashuch El Beidina. Where the Shomer comes and volunteers and says, yeah, I'll pay instead of swearing. So there, he wasn't Mashriach Bezdin, so therefore, we'll give him the Ketel. Hacha Ashrech El Beidina. Here, he was such a, you know, difficult person for Bezdin. He said, Bezdin told him to pay, he didn't want to pay, he made Bezdin go and find property and give it to the Mafkid. So that's why we're not going to give him the appreciation. Says the Gemara, Lameh B'Tazav Rav Nachman, the Shuma Hadar. But fundamentally, what do we see from here? That after Bezdin estimates property and forcibly gives it to the other party, Shuma, that's estimation. Hadar, you see from here that it goes back if the person eventually has enough money to pay or the item is found. So is that what, that's a sugya, right? Is that what we hold? Is that what Rav Nachman holds? Shuma Hadar? Answer, shiny hasam, the Shuma betos have. No, here was different because it wasn't a real Shuma. What's a regular case of Shuma? I owe you money, I can't pay. I don't have enough money to pay. So Bezin comes and takes my chair and sells it and gives the money to the other person. Then I make enough money to pay. That's Shuma. Because I didn't have enough money at the time, and then I got enough money. Here, the lost item was always around. You just didn't know where it was. So that's an incorrect, that's a mistaken Shuma. So maybe there he has said that Shuma Hadar. But not normally. Hacha bitawusave, dekavi kibi meikara, the kibbe were there all along. So therefore, this is not a normal case of Shuma, so you can't bring any proof whether Shuma Hadar from this case, because here the item was there all along. The Rashba is medayik a little bit, and he says maybe this is what Rashi means. What happens if the item was there, but it wasn't in the guy's house? If the kibbe were in the guy's house, okay, that was a shuma bitos. He always had it, and you know, and now he finds it. But what if, and that's what Rashi says, I'll keep me a kara, shrei betchilas ha-shuma ha-yunuzamim biyado. V'lo ha-yodei, I didn't know. What if it wasn't biyado? What if it was somewhere outside? Would that be a good shuma, or that would also be called shuma betos? So the Rashi is v'dayik only if it was bershuso. If it was nevdu l'gamre, and then it was found somewhere else, so then shuma wouldn't be hadar. That is what the Rashba says against some other Rishonim, but that's the Rashba's diuk right here in our Gemara. Lepi gerus azu dafka kishinimsu bershuso shol nifkad hu dad yishuma betos aval ivu nevdu biacharkach nimsu lav shuma betosu ela kitini shoma kibesh b'shah shahayel olhaks yerkipi nevdu mimenu. And there might be an Afkamini, quotes of the Ramban, his Rebbe, doesn't hold that way, but that is the an important discussion if we're medayik that in Rashi. Viter, Amri Nardoi, Shuma Hadra Chesi Archishasa. In Nardoi, they said you have a year. You have a year for Shuma to go back. Meaning, after Bezdin evaluates and gives the property, if you get the money in a year to pay back, you can get it back after that done. V'yamar Amemar, Anomi Nardoi, no, I'm from Nardoi. V'svira li, the Shuma Hadar, La'olam. No, it always goes back. The hilchos hashuma hadar la'olam mishum shenemar v'asisa yashvatov. It's the right thing to do. If you got somebody's chair and now they eventually, you know, are able to pay you back, v'asisa yashvatov, it's right to give it back. As we've discussed twice already, at least in this pesachta, that principle lifnim mishuras hadin. Yes, it's not required, but you know what? It is required. This is what is expected of you, v'yasisa yashar v'hato. There is a beautiful lumdish discussion about shuma in general. Let's say I go to you after 6 months to get it back. Is that called a new, it's yours and now I'm buying it back? Or is that undoing the shuma? How do we look at that conceptually? Right, because it's like it was yours, and now I'm getting it back. So does that undo the Shuma or not? So if you look in the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Mal Vivalove, the Rambam says in Perachat Beis Halacha Tezayin, it sounds like, it's not Mefurish, but it sounds like it just evaporates. Misalkin oso me osa hakarka, shahashuma choseres levaylam. What does it sound like? And what's the nafkamina? Do you have to do a new kinyan? When I give you the money, do I have to do a new kinyan on my chair? Or the mamele goes back to me. That's the machlokas. The Rambam doesn't sound like you have to do a new kinyan. Misalkin oso meoso akarka. You take him away from that karka. Shashuma chazeres lebailim. You take him away. Right? Other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba we had earlier on that Tezayin where Shuma also came up there, considered it a new mechira, and you have to do a new kinyan on that. So that's a machlokas between the Ramban possibly and the Ramban and the Rashba earlier. Another nafkamina could be a katan. Could a katan, if I'm taking it back from a katan can't be makne midaraisa. So could I get it back, if the shuma was to a katan, could I get it back? That's what the Shach discusses in Simon Kuf Gimel, the issue of shuma. There are many machlokas we've shown him in the world of shuma. Does it apply only to karka or even to betalfalin? I keep giving examples of a chair. That might not be a good example according to some Rishonim. But either way, that's that. Okay, bye. Pshita, shamule the Baal Chov. What happens if Reuven is right his own money? So it's it's estimated for a Baal Chov. V'yazal iu v'sham al Baal Chov d'day. And then let's say again, Reuven owes money to Shimon, and he can't pay back, so they take Reuven's property and give it to Shimon. Shimon owes to Levi, and then they take Shimon's property, which they got from Reuven, and gives it to Levi. So if it goes to the Baal Chov, v'yazal iu v'sham al Baal Chov d'day. So then, could Reuben go back and get it from Levi? Yes. Lo adiv at vigavra das es vinei. You're no stronger than the guy who you came from. Levi is no stronger than Shimon. And just like Shimon would have had to give it back, so Levi has to give it back. But what happens if Shimon did not give it to a Baal Chov, but he really gave it in a different way to Levi? Zavna, he sold it. Urta, he yarshined it. Viyavu b'matana. Though he gave it as a gift. There, Reuven cannot get it back from them. Vadai hani meikara adaiti to Aranachis. The third party, Levi, definitely wants the land here. They bought it, they got it. This is Aranachis. They didn't go down to get money. And therefore, Reuven cannot get it back from Levi in that case. What about other cases? Shamula le'isha v'in siva. What happens if they estimated they gave it to a woman who was owed money and then she got married? So now it goes to the husband. Oh, shamu mina de'isha. Or they took it property from the woman. V'in siva. And now she got married and now she wants to get it back. V'mesa. And then the woman dies in these cases. What about the husband in all these cases? In either direction. Getting it from him or for him. Baal b'nechse ishto lokeachavi, lo mehadar. Just like we said, if it's a sale on the second stage, it doesn't go back. The husband's always called the lokeach, so it wouldn't go back. Velo madrina lei. He wouldn't get it back, and it wouldn't go back from him. Dom Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina, where do we know that he sees that the husband is considered a lokeach? From Usha, but Usha's kino, as we know the Sanhedrin, after it went into left Yerushalayim, it went to Usha. Rabbi Rashi says on the quotes of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on the bottom, the 10 places where the Sanhedrin was. So the last place was Tveria, right? But Usha is Kinu, Ha'isha Shemach Rabbi Nifsei Maluk B'chayivayla, a woman who sells Nifsei Maluk property. Property that she has the goof and the husband has the payros, V'mesa, and then she dies. Then the Lukuchos don't get it. Ha'bal Mosim Yad HaLukuchos. The Baal can get it. Why? Because he's considered Lokeach Rishon. Right, he's considered the first lokeach. That halacha of Usha, takana of Usha, shows that the Baal is considered a lokeach, and that's why in the cases of Shuma, also, he's called a lokeach. Good. Continuing. Agve ihu bechovo. What about a case where he himself collected it bechovo? What's the case? Rashi, other Rishonim have a different shot. What if he willingly gave it? It wasn't that Bezdin had to force to go and take from his property. He said, here, take it. I don't have enough money to pay you back, so here, take it. Right, Rashi. La'el meheder gabi shuma klomar im lo shemua Bezdin l'malva al karcho shalove. V'kim le me'atzmo v'lo etrichu ladin v'amo lo to karka zu v'chovcha. Take it. Rashi, again, is focusing on karka. Maybe he holds, like the Rishonim that say, Shuma is only by karka, not by metalzalim. But either way, what if this is the case? Pligi be'eracha b'ravina. Chad amar hajra v'chad amar lo hajra. One says it's a regular case of Shuma hadar. The other says lo hadar. Why? Manda amar lo hadra. The one who says lo hadra. Why would you say that? Why is this case different? Savar hai zvini ma'alyehi. Here it's like a sale. If he's coming out of the goodness of his own heart, so then it works worse for him, ironically. It's as if he's mavish giving this. Tommy died to the Nafshi Agve, so he's never going to get that back. He came and gave it willingly. Umanda Amar Hadra Savar, but the one who says is Hadra, even in that case, holds Lo Svini Mal Yehu. No, it's not. The situation is one of duress, even if he's acting baratzon. V'hai da'agve midaite v'lo asa ladina machos kisufu da'agve. He doesn't want Bezin to have to schlep. The situation is one of ones, even if the act is one of ratzon. Right, that is, we've discussed that in another different context, if you remember. Right, in case of Yisrael Avayla, in cases of Znus. Case of Znus, where the situation is ones, but the Maisa is Ratzon. Right? The case of the Noda Behuda and others where there was a group of Jews, 25 Jews, Rahman al-Islam, that were the pirates got them in a forest and the pirate was going to kill all of them. He was going to kill all of them. One woman went and was Mizana with him and in that way saved everybody. And the question is, did she do the right thing, A, and then she has to rule a baila? So the Noda Behuda is the most machmir, if you remember. There were three different shittas, three different camps. He's the most machmir. She shouldn't have even done it, let alone a rule a baila. Others say that no. Other achronim say no. She did it, and she did a great thing. The Chachma Shlomo, Shlomo Klugra, and Shulchan Aruch. And others say, in the middle of the Maharik, she did the right thing, but she's a rule a baila. Because how do you define a maisa merit? It's still called a ratzon. But that whole sugi is also, the situation is ratzon, but the situation is ones, but the maisa is ratzon. Where else does it have an afkamina? Hilchos brachos. What if somebody has to eat treif because they're sick? Pikuach nefesh. Do you make a bracha on that? Machlokas Rambam Ravid. Do you make a bracha on dvarim ha'asurim? Rambam says no. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam. Ravid says yes. And I don't remember if the Ramah, it's Kuf Sadivav in Archaim. The Rambam said no. There's a question in the No Se Kalim. What if you're eating something that's treif because of ones? Not because like you're a bad guy and you're like, eat treif, but you want to make a bracha. It's ones because people have nevesh. Do you make a bracha there? With the Rambam mid there. So again, it's a maisan doing this barat, somebody's the situation of ones. So here it comes up as well by Shuma. Viter. From what moment in time, if the person who's owed money gets the rights to the land of the Love, from one moment is he able to pay us from the property? Rabba Amar Mechimati Adrach Taliyade. When he gets the shtar, after 90 days, he gets a shtar to go the foreclosure document. So from that moment, even if it takes him a month after that to get the property, he is entitled to get back pay for the month of produce that was produced until he gets it. Abaya Amar Eidav Chazum of Zavin Lo. Even earlier, right when it is signed, even before he gets the document. Rava Amar later, Mechishlimu Yimeach Razda. After he gets the Adrachta, they have to start announcing for 3 days about the property. Right, so it's even later than getting the property. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hasocher par mechaver v'shilo acher. Issues again of shomer. If somebody is socher para, shomer socher, mechavero, so he's chayiv in gneva v'aveda, v'hishilo acher, but then he, the socher, is mashil it to another person. And then what happens? Umesa kedarka. And then the animal dies. So ironically, the shomer is chayiv to the socher, but the socher is patur to the owner. So is it possible that the middleman, the socher, could beat out, get more than the original owner? Machlokas. Tanakama. Yishava socher shemesa kedarka. The socher swears that the animal died kedarka. He knows about it, that it died kedarka. And vashol yishal and the socher. And the shoal pays to the socher, and the socher is pater from giving it to the bialim. Ironically. Why? Let's just do the machlokas first. Amar Reb Yossi, what are you talking about? Ketan alo, zeschar, but for also shochavero. Okay, you look at it in small parts. You look at each relationship separately. The socher could end up with something. But look at the big picture, says Rabbi Yossi. How could this socher make money off of the shoal's animal? Elataxer par lebailim. No, the par goes back to the bailim. The Rush here formulates Rabbi Yossi's svara. You have to Rabbi Yossi, you know, instinctively, we might think that Rabbi Yossi is right. How is this possible? Even though we, might not be able to formulate it. But we have to look at the Rishonim. What's the formulation? So the Rush here has an interesting lashon. The Rush says, you know what the reason for Rabbi Yossi is? Time of the Rabbi Yossi mishum dechashiv socher kiilu hishilo bishlichus hamaskir. Hilchach din hamaskir mashoel. The maskir could go straight to the shoel. It's as if the socher acted b'shlichus. Says the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov here in Sim and Lama Gimel, it doesn't literally mean that he had this in mind. It's not an umdina. But halachically, that's how we view it. He says, Eina tam yishum sha socher miskavim l'kach. La'aso says ha-shoel shomer l'hamaskir. Ela dimimela havi ha'amadas shomer bimkomo avur ha-maskir. The Lashon B'Shlichas HaMaskir Shekasav Hainu D'Maisa Shomer L'Tzorchei Shmira Mechashev K'Maisa Shlucho. So it doesn't mean literally he had the das, but halachically that's what is considered, and therefore the Shoel, the Socher, is not going to make money off of this. This Mishnah came up in a very important way back on Daf Beis. We might not have mentioned it then, but if you remember back on the Beis Mabeis, we discussed the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds, not only is there a Din to Araisa called Eid Echad Mechayiv Shvua, which we know. That's based on a drashas Chazal. But there's also something, Eid Echad Poter Mishvua. Let's say I'm Chayav Shvua. And then I bring an Eid Echad to support me. You know what Rabbeinu Tam says? I'm Poter from the Shvua. Just like the Torah says an Eid Echad could be Mechayav Shvua, an Eid Echad could Poter from Shvua. That is not in the Gemara, the Feirish anywhere. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. But there's 10 Gemaras that give impressions. One of them is this Mishnah. Asks the Rosh, asks the Ramban on Rabbeinu Tam. But wait a minute. What does the Mishnah say? The Socher swears that it died Kedarko. But isn't the Shoal standing there? The Shoal is the one that knows it died Kedarko. So isn't the Shoal an Eid Echad? So why does the Socher have to swear anything? Says the Ramban, it must be Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. And he uses this Mishnah to say that Eid Echad is not Poter Mishvua. No. Says the Rush, back on that base, in the first parak, says the Rush, no. The Mishnah says that the Socher is swearing. It doesn't mean that the Socher had to swear. Maybe the Shoel wasn't around. Maybe only the Socher knows about what happened and not the Shoel. This Mishnah doesn't mean that the Shoel, the Socher, has to swear. It means if he does, then it works. But if the Shoel would be there instead, that also would work according to Rabbeinu Tam. Either way, but this Mishnah is very important for that Sugya. Weiter. Amale, Rav Idi Baravin Labaya, Michdi, Socher B'maikoni, let's, what's so, up? Aravan is Abaya. Socher B'maikoni, Lahai Para B'shvua. What is the way that the Socher is gaining the rights to this Para through the Shvua? It died by its kedarko. V'neimalei maskil l'socher. Why can't the maskil just tell the socher, "Dal ant v'dal shvua seif"? I know mishdein adina by the shoel. Forget you. I'm going to just deal with the shoel. So according to the Tanakh, that's basically what Rabbi Yossi says. But we're asking on the Tanakhama, why is it that the maskir can't do that? Why can't the maskir go straight to the shoel and say, "Forget you, socher"? Amar lei, I don't need your shvua. Amar lei, says Abaya, mi saver socher b'shvua hu tekakani la. You think it's the shvua that is giving him the rights? No. Mishas misa hu tekani. Right when the animal died, the socher now is owed the animal by the shoel. That's when he gets it. The shvua? No, and that's between the shoel and the socher. The shvua to the balabayis, that's just to tell him why he's going to be putter. But it doesn't. But the socher gets it through the act that took place, not the shvua. And the maskir can't say anything to the act. He can't say forget the act. He can just say forget the shvua. And that's the svar for the Tanakhama. Good. Amar Rabbi Zera, pa'amim shabai l'mishalmin kama paris l'socher. Rabbi Zera says sometimes it could come out that the Bailim can end up owing the Socher. Not only is it that the Socher is going to get more than the Maskir, but the Socher is going to get from the Maskir. Hey Chidami, what's the case? And the Rush here points out, even though we don't pass it like the Tanakhama, the Gemara is Shakal Vatari, because there could be a Nafkamina. He goes and finds a Nafkamina, even according to us, because we pass it like Rabbi Yossi. But anyway, Hey Chidami, so what's the kind of case, based on the Tanakhama, that the Maskir could owe the Socher? Here we go. Agra Mine Mea Yome. The Socher, let's say Reuben and Shimon. So Shimon rents the animal out for 100 days. He's a socher. V'hadar shaylei minei tishin yomei. Then the maskir, the owner, borrows it back for 90 days. Hadar agra minei tamnin yomin. And then the socher again is socher it back for the next 80 days. V'hadar shaylei minei shivin yomei. And then the owner, who is now a shoel twice, borrows it back for 70 days. V'meisav adokim eshelasa. Then the animal dies. So says Reb Zera, you look at each separate relationship as in separate terms. Da'akol sheila v'sheila machayev chadapara. He's a shoel twice, and therefore he's chayev two animals to the socher, two animals, but also he's the maskir, and the animal died. So he's responsible to give his socher another animal until the end of the Yemei Asiris. So he has to give two animals to the shoel permanently, to the socher permanently, and two animals till the end of the time of the Asiris. Right, that's how Rashi explains the Gemara. You look at Rashi on the sixth or seventh medium line. Dalet paras, shtayim nechlatos lo, bishvil shtei paras shuvos, and two others that he's going to get back, shtei tvias on shtei Asiris. Fine, that's Rabbi Zera. Amalei Ravacha, Midifti Ravina. Come on. Michdi, Chada Parahi. There was one cow. We're dealing with one cow that went back and forth. Ailei, Va'afka. Afka Mishirus, Va'ailei L'Sheela. Afka Mishela, Va'ailei L'Sheerus. So Rav Ach is saying even their Tanakama wouldn't agree to that. Right? No, it's one cow. Amale imi isal apara be'ene dene male hachi. What do you mean? But the cow's not here. So what do you mean it's all one cow? The cow's not here. So that's why Rav Zeira defends himself and says that no, you can be chayav four. Mar bar avashi amar ein lo alein ela shtei paras. No, it's okay. It's pshara. Two cows he owes him. Chad de sheila v'chad de schiras. Shum sheila achasi v'shum schiras achasi. You look at both sheilas as one. You look at both schiras as one. The sheila kani lagamre. The sheila he has to give it to him totally. The socher. The schiras aved by yemei schirusa v'hadolei lamare. And the schiras ones go back. But there's two cows. So 3 days. What would the Tanakhama say in the Rav Zeira type of case? Would he say zero? Would he say two? Would he say four? There's also just one other final hara, and that is the Achronim wonder why the Mishnah discusses Socher and Shoel. Why not Shomer Chin and Shomer Socher? Why do you jump to the first two Shomer that we normally discuss are Shomer Chin and Shomer Socher? Why does it have to do Shomer Socher and Shoel? Says the Pnei Yoshua, because if the cow was here, then everybody would agree to give back the cow. It has to be because the cow's dead. That's the only reason, says the Pnei Yeshua, why we have this discussion. Nobody would say, the Tanakhama wouldn't say that if the cow is chai v'kayam and he's walking around, that the socher is going to be able to keep this cow. Dafka b'meisa she'eno ba'olam paka she'en b'ilam rishonim mimena v'kana ha'socher ma she'en kein b'nigneva z'yafakab d'shomer chinam patr migeneva v'komakam adayin she'en b'ilam rishonim alel kalecha di'isa b'yad aganav she'en yukar aganav taksur par l'b'ilam. That's one of his two answers. But that's an important point. That's why we jump to Shoel and Socher and not Shomer Chinam and Shomer Socher. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Rav Yirmiyah, and Hashem, we will continue as we are now deep into Perek HaMafkid.